This is the Only Human podcast from Community Radio 4ZZZ out of Brisbane, Australia.
So I'm so excited to be on the on this call today. My name's Anna. I'm a white settler, organiser and radio producer based in Magungan, so-called Brisbane. I produce a show called Radio Reversal on 4ZZZ, and I'm also producing a podcast in as a part of the Justice for Palestine movement up here in so-called Brisbane. Belle, do you want to introduce yourself and where you're speaking from?
Sure. So I'm also based in Mianjin, and I'm also an announcer for 4ZZZ. The program that I produce is called Only Human, and we're a disability-led community radio program. I also identify as a disabled person myself. And I'm also really pleased to be doing this today with you.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Mazen, for making the time to join us on this conversation, which will have a bunch of different outputs. We're hoping some of you might be seeing this video, which we're hoping to release in the coming weeks. Some of you might be listening to this on the radio, and others might listen to it as part of a podcast. But maybe to begin, perhaps, would you be up for introducing yourself for people who haven't met you or come across your work, and I guess your relationship to the struggle for Palestinian liberation?
Sure. Hello. My name is Mazen, and I am Palestinian myself. I grew up in Kuwait, which is where I was born. And then, of course, there was war with Iraq during that time. So I moved to England in London. And I spent almost 30 years of my life in London. And then I moved here to Melbourne, Naam, 4 years ago. And I have many deaf friends who are Palestinian, who are based in Kuwait. And they're all saying the same thing, because we went to the same deaf school in Kuwait. And I would say 70% of the students we went to school with were deaf Palestinians. And after the war in Iraq, many, many of them moved to Jordan to live. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing us into, I guess, your relationship with the Justice for Palestine struggle and the urgency of that struggle for you. One of the things that I know I've learned about from your work, and particularly from your Instagram presence, is the experience of deaf Palestinians that you were kind of alluding to there in terms of people who are living as displaced peoples in Jordan and in Kuwait, but also the experiences of deaf Palestinians living in Gaza. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just wondering why, or for people who haven't thought about this as much before, why do you think it's important that we understand the experiences of particularly deaf Palestinians in the current crisis?
What I always think, and what I come to, is thinking about the deaf people and where they are in Gaza. We see often different stories on Instagram of deaf Palestinians. And one thing that really, really touches me is people not knowing about the attacks that are coming from the IDF. And maybe some didn't even know until the prior of the more recent attacks, and they didn't know what was happening. They didn't know what had triggered it. They didn't know why Israel were doing what they were doing, because they weren't having access to the information. There wasn't people there making the information accessible to them. These deaf men and Palestinian women didn't know what was going on. I'm sure now they're very much aware into what is happening now of why it is happening. And I think they now believe that what had allegedly occurred on the 7th of October. But until that point, they weren't sure what was going on. And I've seen that video, a lot of people were confused as to why the violence had suddenly started.